Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their
butt. Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations. And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Should it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love
in
Wall Street
fun,
Kid.
In a fun, accessible way.
Hate to break it to
finally,
you,
finally, a way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
What was the allowance? I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then, like, that was it, I think, for...
You had to do, Beth?
You just had to mow the lawn.
I had the big lawn. Suburbs.
Big dishwasher. I had a lot of chores. It wasn't, like, one chore. It was, like, I just had to clean and stuff.
My parents had kind of Skinner box thing going on where, like, I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way
that's
to keep your kid doing those
you
chores.
You had company script
the,
that they made
the
you
the intermittent
in.
Reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Tell me there's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible kids.
Financially responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/dungeons. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. This spring, the best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
today. You got some jams.
I got some jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. A chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
With some Keen's paste.
Well, Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense,
just
but it's
sticks?
Like so little, just... the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a diffuser.
A diffuser. That's what it is. God. It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
Like, nice. The sticks that make it. What are you talking? It's free to join and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery
gift. Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast? Do I have to sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box
of
Awesome.
I never want to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code DUNGEONS.
Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
The syringe is in my hand. I am showing it to four new employees, teaching them how to extract memories to make delicious pizza toppings. In 2 minutes, the syringe falls from my grasp as I push one of the teens into an oven for blaspheming against the Papa. In 10 minutes, the syringe plunges into my skull and my memory of the last 10 minutes is extracted from my mind. It is 40 years ago, I am 4 years old. My father, a watchmaker, tells me that Papa John's army is invading our village. I hear their trumpets blaring. In fear, I shit my pants. It is 10 years ago. I am 4 years old. My father, a vegan, sings as a mariachi band plays Feliz Cumpleaños. I hear their trumpets blaring. I shit my pants again. In Papa John's kitchen, I am extracting a memory from the teenage boy I shoved into the oven. In the syringe, I see him shitting his pants as a mariachi band plays. It is 30 years ago. I am 14 years old, kneeling before the Papa. His ceremonial breadstick touches my shoulder and I ascend to the rank of shift manager. I hear the trumpets blaring. In Papa John's kitchen, four teens shove a wad of pizza dough down my throat. I am 44 years old and still a shift manager. In 2 minutes, the pizza dough flies from my blocked airway, and for the first time since the Papa's army took my father away, I feel joy. In 4 minutes, the memory of this joy is squirted onto a pizza for an old woman who will immediately die after eating it. I am tired of this earth, these people. I am tired of making pizza toppings out of the tangle of their minds. In Papa John's kitchen, I watch one of these teens extract a final memory from the dead woman. It's a memory of the future. In the syringe, I see the doodler annihilated by an exploding star. I see the earth consumed by flame, blackened to ash like an epic pepperoni stuffed crust left too long in the oven. The trumpets are silent, and for the first time since the Papa's army took my father away, I feel joy.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, a podcast that tells the story of four teens sent into another world, our world originally, and now they gotta fix it. Or do they?
Or do they?
A question on everyone's
mind. We gotta save
our
dads. Or
will they die trying?
You don't
that was
have
dark.
To save your dad.
Legally, you do not have
Legally,
to.
Legally, you don't have to. You're not bound by that. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the tiefling ranger of the group.
See, what? What?
I mean, in terms of the classification thing. You
know, he's just throwing this down.
He was a rogue last week. Now he's a dragon.
Never been
What's
a rogue.
Going on?
He's never been a rogue. Okay, I said it wrong once. Okay, he's a ranger. This week's Taylor fact on the subject of pizza delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor did take his Roland Cole bike and he did use it as a pizza delivery vehicle. He signed up, which is, by the way, against the rules, but he did sign up for like Postmates to be a driver. And then he did it for a couple of days and he was like, I'm good.
I have a question for you about Taylor. Yeah. Is that we learned last week that Taylor doesn't know what a job is?
He knows what jobs are, but he just doesn't think anyone does them.
Because he didn't do his pizza job.
Because he didn't do his pizza
job. I still don't understand how this works, but you say it with such confidence that I believe you.
What was the context for last year?
He was just like, what's a job?
You
like,
just
he was like,
that
his mom.
Pizza.
He thought the only job was being a voice actress.
Well, yeah. Everything else is a hobby you get paid for.
Interesting.
Oh.
Okay.
Interesting.
In his mind, everyone who works a service job does it because of a love for wanting
they
to
like
interact
it. It's
with
their
people.
Hobby.
Or it's like, they're like, this is what I do on the side while I'm trying to get my anime voice acting job started.
Yeah, which is a job. Creating Japanese animation.
It's the only true job.
Yeah. Or designing the figurines, the little like vinyl figurines, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I accept your explanation.
And this is also the reason why he was so awkward around Hero Oak, because he was like, she took my hobby.
He wasn't even awkward around her. He just didn't fuck. He was like, whatever. Like you can't even retcon it into there was some sort of fun chemistry. I put a girl in front of you for you to have a crush on, and you were like, I don't know what's going on.
Just like Teen Freddy.
Yeah. True to yourself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the schooled at home soccer kid who's a protective paladin of the group. I figured my fact would also be a pizza fact since we seem to be...
Yeah, dude, nice. Love it. Thematically appropriate.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do pizza facts, but then like we've been on pizza for about 3 episodes, so it seems about time to talk about pizza. Just really simple. Link's favorite pizza is whatever pizza he gets after a soccer game. It doesn't really matter what it is, whatever.
Wow.
The reason it doesn't matter what pizza is because his favorite pizza is specifically the pizza after he's picked off all the toppings.
Okay.
So it just has like
that's
a vague...
like, do you want cheese? Like, no, Gailey Supreme. And he likes to pick off all the toppings. That's just part
so
of the whole process.
He likes that process.
He likes that process.
Does he
dab... I think it tastes a little different.
Does he dab the thing with the napkin to get the
get
napkin
all
greasy?
There. Whatever grease is, that's how God
Yo,
made
that's
it.
What I'm saying, dude. My mom used to get on my ass for that, dude. We get the pizza from Costco and she'd be like, you can't eat it until I dab it with this paper towel. I'm like, mom,
yeah,
just let me have the grease.
Let me have this.
Yeah.
I have one good
Why am I doing makeup removal on this pizza before I eat it? Like, let me eat this pizza.
This is the way God intended.
This pizza's beautiful the way it is. I'm about pizza positivity.
This is the way they designed it. Steve Jobs didn't design the iPhone to have a big fucking case on it.
Steve Jobs didn't design pizza to be taken
Steve
away.
Steve Jobs designed pizza.
Pizza's really the original click wheel, if you think about it.
The wheel of death.
Hey, everyone. I'm Will Campos, click wheel enthusiast. And actor who plays the character Normal Oak on this podcast, Dungeons & Dragons.
Dungeons & Dragons?
Shut the fuck up, Freddie. We've done so many episodes. I'm going to say the name of the podcast wrong every once in a while.
I'm just getting in the way just in case them lawyers, them legal eagles are sitting listening.
I play the character Strider on the podcast Dungeons & Dragons. Normal's a mixed up mascot kid who doesn't know who he is anymore. Normal fact about Normal this week is Normal's never had a pet. His family considers that, like, the pet can't consent to being owned, so, like, they don't own pets.
Okay.
But he has befriended a raccoon that lives outside the school by stealing lunch meats from the cafeteria, which his Uncle Lark says is praxis. So he's able to throw lunch meat to a raccoon, and he's befriended a little raccoon family.
Oh, what's his name?
The animal can't consent to being named.
Oh, but does the animal have provided their name to you?
The animal's name is...
voice of God.
Plus a combination of raccoon pheromones is how the raccoon identifies itself to other raccoons.
Wow.
So he's domesticated wild. That's very bad.
It's not domesticated at all. Yeah. I think actually Normal's probably been bit a lot by this thing, and it's just
probably
a real
has
matter
rabies.
Of...
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a roll for rabies.
Do I have to do a disease
because if you have rabies, you're dead.
You're dead.
Too late.
Yeah,
you got to get a shot immediately.
Do we find out that there's like super rare, like there's like one guy who got rabies and survived?
There's been two people, I believe, again, when I had the manic episode where I thought I had rabies, I researched this a lot. I believe there are two people. There's an experimental thing where you like stasis them, like freeze their body to kill it, and then maybe they survive being frozen to
death.
One person. And then one person without any...
Gianna Gissi.
Yeah, without any sort of like thing at all, like no treatment. She just survived.
Well, that's two. Normal's immune to rabies.
She's like, I am.
He's
a
number
woman.
Two.
He's number two.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know it. That's the thing. He doesn't even realize it.
That's a gnarly fact. Next bag. Lincoln Lee Wilson survived rabies.
Hi, my name's Beth May, and I play Scary Marlo, a goth punk seeker of darkness who was not like the other girls.
Girls?
Oh! No!
Fun fact.
Remember when this podcast was good?
It was so long
ago. It's been a while.
Work-related fact about Scary this week is that Scary's only other part-time job was a mere few months ago where she worked for a VHS and CD store once CDs and VHSs had their resurgence in the 2050s.
Oh.
Cool. Kind of like vinyls now.
Yeah. And she was fired immediately because she was more preoccupied with the Spotify playlist in the store than actually helping customers. Yeah. So yeah,
now, do they like do like special pressings of like modern movies in the 20s, 50s?
Sure.
On?
I think that there's like a special VHS copy of We're Back, A Dinosaur Story. Obviously, all the propaganda movies, Fly Away Home, Goofy movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
Taken.
All 16 Taken movies, the Taken Sept trilogy.
Taken, a Goofy movie. Slave movie.
I have a particular set of skills.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Hey, Dad.
So around this time, I would have sprung another big akin to the tattoo surprise on all of you.
What?
I would have. I didn't.
Okay.
Basically, I spent 2 months in a massage therapy school. I was going to be a certified massage therapist by around now. But the first 2 months of that are online learning. Tragically, the very first class I took literally included the phrase, the mitochondria is the power supply of the cell.
No way, really?
I was like, I thought I was free of this! Yeah, I was going to stick with it. It was going to be 2 months of online stuff, which I did, and then 2 months of in-studio training, and then 2 months of clinic training. But after the 2 months of online training, it turns out a lot of the people who teach massage don't believe in vaccines. I was like, oh, well, I'm going to be a massage person because a lot of people in my life have like chronic pain and I wanted to like help with that.
But the fucking very first class was like, the first thing you need to know about me, he sounded like David Lynch. First thing you need to know about me is I invented the elbow bump. And he was not saying that as a joke. He thought he came up with the idea of like elbow shaking hands during COVID.
Okay. What?
He literally took credit for that. And then he was like, the second thing you need to know is that you are here because there is a desperate hunger amongst the population for medicine-free healthcare. And that is what you are. Effectively doctors is what you're doing by touching people. And I was like, oh no.
But who cares? Just get good at massage.
Yeah,
who cares?
Yeah, I know. I didn't care until around the time that I was going to have to go in, all the COVID cases spiked in LA. And I was like, if there's anybody that is not fucking vaccinated, it is these fucking people.
What is with your incredibly good, pure intentions and you running into just insane idiots?
Life. So when we last left the group of kids, you had basically just had a normal day at
Papa John's.
Working at Papa John's.
Stabbing people in the head.
You stabbed your shift manager, risky click in the head, took some memories from him to make a delicious pizza that you served to Tilt Tilberona, which then killed her via heart attack. As she died, you...
Damn, life comes at you fast.
You took a memory from her head, but because she can see in four dimensions, it was sort of a premonition of a possible future.
Can you remind me of the prophecy that
yes,
we saw?
Yes.
So it feels like that's where we're coming off of, right? This is our. Yeah.
I believe Scary saw the.
I think Scary is the one who pulled it out. It is up to Scary whether or not she tells you about it. But yes, the idea that is that when you are searching for a memory of somebody, you can sort of ask a question psychically, and then that'll make it easier for you to find that thing. So Scary wanted to know, how do we defeat the Doodler? And the memory that you found showed you basically a sun exploding in this world, incinerating the Doodler and everybody else in this world, while you and the other dads and your friends stood on the other side of the portal where you came from, the Forgotten Realms.
So we destroy this world.
Yes.
In this process.
Yeah. Yes. Everything in this world, including the Doodler, can get
destroyed.
Which
so far the only people we've met are horrible people. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Do you want to just start having seen that memory and you tell everybody about it? Or
sure.
We can also jump to your shift review.
Oh, God. Well, okay, guys, before we get to our shift review.
Shit review, am I right?
Yeah, fuck yeah, Link, hell yeah. Right. Shit review. Okay, anyways. So there's basically no way to defeat the Doodler, which I feel like is pretty freeing, actually. I feel like, I feel kind of liberated by this knowledge.
What did you see?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I saw, like, this big sun thing explode, and it was our fault, or to our credit, I guess, maybe. And then, so we were alive, and our dads were alive.
Holy, all right.
But everybody else was dead. And so normally I'd be like, that's pretty metal, but like, I don't know, even I have limits. And so there's just a lot of chaos that happens if we defeat the Doodler. And so I guess we don't need to do it, which is great.
Interesting.
But we've got our dads back.
Yeah.
So
but
if we got our dads back and we destroy the Doodler, it blows up this world.
I mean, it seems like that was one possible way it could shake out.
That's
you
true.
Know? So maybe like we can
do it different.
Yeah, we do it different, right? We do it our own way where that
so
doesn't
we
happen.
We save the people on Earth, and then whatever happens to our dads happens, and then we get off like unscathed.
At the very least, we know our dads are alive. If that prophecy is true, then that means our dads are alive, because for that to even be possible, for that prophecy to be possible, our dads must still be alive.
Oh, that's a good point.
For now, yeah.
That's good.
That's true.
I'm
yeah, that's
about
true.
That.
Scary.
Yeah.
Very important question. Was I in this vision, and how cool did I look?
You're in this vision, nice. I'd say you'd look like 8 out of 10 cool.
Oh, that's...
What do you think you look
Hermie,
like
that's
right
like,
now, though?
What am I at right now?
You're at a 2 out of 10
2
cool.
out of 10. Hermie, I want to say the opinion. Hermie?
Let me see if I agree with that or not.
That's right. It's two-faced now.
Yeah, no, I got to say... from Hermie, your friend?
Yeah.
12, easily.
Ooh.
Wow.
But there's no accounting for taste, am I right?
That averages to 7.
Right.
So I'm slightly cooler than I am now. Okay, interesting. Good to know. I'm going to file that away. Thanks, Hermie.
Hey, no problem. It's scary.
Does that average out?
Maybe rethink those standards.
Maybe rethink your life.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all.
You should flip a coin to see if he does.
All right, flip again.
Dude, imagine if Two-Face and the Batman movies had to go to flipacoin.com on this phone.
So we got Tails. So he goes like, no, I don't think I will. I think Hermie's perfect just as he is.
Yeah, Hermie's so cool now.
Nothing more cool than being secure in who you are, am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Looks like a lot of people can't. Looks like I'm surrounded by a lot of people who cannot relate to
that. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you will. As you are jabberjawing, risky click, your shift manager comes up and goes,
this is the one we stabbed?
This is the one you stabbed. Okay. But he doesn't remember you did it because you took the memory out.
Do you have holes You know what I'm saying? Like, after you get stabbed by syringes, you gotta be leaky a little bit, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I mean, you don't leak from, like, when you give blood. Like, bleeds for a little
bit. By definition, I think you do.
Risky comes over to you, and he has a couple of trickles of blood dripping down his skull.
Needed that image. Just needed it.
His scalp. And he bends over at the waist and goes, "Hey, guys, I'm so excited that you're all here together. Really, really bring that Papa John spirit to, looks like a corpse. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we did deliver the pizza before she died.
She loved it so much, she left a perfect review for us.
I mean, I see a bite taken out of it, so, I mean, that's as far as your interaction needed to go. So, hey, great job. But you know what would be even better is if you were back in the kitchen doing your jobs and not celebrating the fact that you've done your job. So I just want to say this shift, it's gone okay. It's gone not bad. And I got it straight from, and he points upwards, the Papa himself, that if you work just 3 more perfect days, no mistakes,
you can
get pushed up to delivery driver.
So this was like one day we delivered a pizza. We made one pizza, so we got to make like one more per day. Is that how it works?
No, you'll get more than one pizza a day, but we'll speed that up and you'll just do some rolls and stuff. But like, but basically, all you have to do is just not screw up. And
hey,
no problem.
I need to take a smoke break.
We don't do that here. That's...
I need to take a break. I'm looking at my 7 out of 40 hit points.
Oh, you're shifted. You think your shift is over? Oh.
No. Break.
Yeah, just a quick break.
You do breaks?
We do breaks, but they're not long enough for a short rest. Short rest is at least an hour.
And we don't get a lunch break, you fascist.
You live off the nutrition of the love of his father that bleeds down upon him. As he's saying this, Lark comes over and puts a hand on Risky Click's shoulder and says, "Yeah, you know what? You're totally right. It's my bad. I'm supposed to be the one training them, so I'll explain. It's all good. I got it, Risky. Thanks. Sorry." And Risky Click goes, "Nope, that's you don't need to thank me. Apologies, maybe, for interrupting me, but that's fine." And he just keeps smiling at him and keeps maintaining eye contact with him as he walks away. And Lark goes, "Hey, so if you keep working here, you're going to start losing memories."
Okay.
Like how much, like it seems like we
how much memories
are
we talking about here? Like, yeah. Can I pick the memories I lose? I have a couple I'd like to get rid of.
Yeah.
So the way this is going to work,
I've got a really dark past.
So every day that you spend working here, you're going to roll and lose a memory. And the higher the roll, the more precious the memory will be to you. And Lark says, "There's also another way we could try to handle this, which is we could just take the keys from the delivery driver."
Oh, yeah. Who's the delivery driver now?
So the delivery driver right now, his name is Dorito DeVito. Thank you, Josh X Mayhem. Dorito DeVito. And right now he sleeps in special quarters and he points to the other end of the cafeteria. And you can see that there's a very sturdy looking door that opens up. You see what seems to be a man-sized calzone walk through the door, followed by another. And both of them, they're just rounded pockets of dough with burbling, pulsating boils under their flaky exterior. And they look aggressive. They look angry. And then behind them is just like a guy. And the guy is swinging
like the VIP section in the club.
The guy is swinging a keychain that is connected to his
belt.
A cool
scorpion jacket like the driver.
He goes, "Okay, that's them. Yeah, that's the guy in the back. That's Dorito DeVito.
He's exuding such an aura right now. He's just flanked by two monsters and he's got keys to a cat bus."
Yeah. The Calzone Carbuncles next to him, those are his bodyguards. Whenever he leaves, he's got his little quarters there and they bring him food and he's got a bathroom and everything in there. So he basically just stays there unless he's going to go to the Pussy Wagon, and then they accompany him there and they wait in the garage for him to come back when he's out on his
routine. Is there only one delivery guy?
Yeah. It's a very important job being
able to... in 3 days, we could be the number two?
Yeah, what happens to him?
What happens to who? Oh, to
the
him?
The current delivery guy.
Oh, I believe we're looking to expand. I think they're trying to get another Pussy Wagon.
Multiple Pussy Wagon. Okay.
He told you 3 days?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that.
You don't buy it? What do you mean? Like, no one would lie about your potential for growth in a company,
yeah,
right, Uncle Lark?
Yeah.
He just puts his hand on Normal's head and he goes, oh, Normal. Oh, I wish you would never had to grow up.
Oh, do they tell that to every person that works here?
I have an idea.
Okay,
team.
Let's hear it.
So,
what's your idea?
As you know, I'm well-versed in the art of mascot engineering. I've never attempted...
God.
A giant costume made out of dough before. Mm-hmm. But maybe we could bake a big calzone and hide in it and then knock on the door and we could pretend to be those calzone guys and we could get the keys. Seems like they
Holy
can get
shit.
Close to the guy.
Dude,
so
this
we
is
made
just
a couple
Hitman level, dude.
If we made a couple big calzones, We can make flawless disguises for ourselves. Maybe Hermie can show us how to act and study the movements of one of these calzone dudes, you know? Oh. Hermie, is that something that, like, you know, you could help us out with?
As you turn and look at him, he's already moving like a calzone. He's something about him, you can see, like, he's somehow making his skin pulsate a little bit. Like, there's just, like, magma hot pizza sauce with him. He's flexing his pecs. He goes, I'm already there. I'm already figuring out my business. And he starts, like, making bits of the burn bits of him flake off like it's crust. He goes, what? It's about realism.
I've been studying my primary.
I'm going to approach Dorito DeVito.
Okay, immediately as you approach, both of the calzone carbuncles turn towards you and put their hands next to two big boils that begin to start vibrating and growing. And they're like ready with their hands on either side of them as if they're going to try to pop them
hi.
At you.
Oh, Mr. Dorito DeVito, hi. Hi, we're new employees.
Are you trying to persuade him to stop walking? Because he's just walking.
I'm kind of walking along with him then.
Oh, okay.
It's a walk and talk.
So the calzone carbuncles, one of them puts his hand out in front of DeVito Dorito to stop him. And both of them are facing you. And DeVito looks at you and goes,
new voice.
You dare stop me, boy? What do you think you are? Who do you think you're talking to right now?
Oh, damn, I'm a meager piece of shit in your world. I am nothing. I am nobody. We've been told that we aspire to be a delivery person and that we are to help you at any and give you anything you want. So if we could just know where your room is so we can bring you breakfast and all sorts of wonderful things. That's what our boss told us, to treat you right because you're the best and we hope to be as cool as you. So just let us know where you sleep.
That's insane. So roll deception with disadvantage.
With disadvantage?
It's an insane thing to walk into a stranger and be like, hey, where do you sleep?
But he's also trying to say that, you know, he was assigned, I guess.
Yeah, I'm assigned.
Yeah, but if this guy's got the most cush job at the Papa John's, he's probably used to people lying to him to try to get closer to him.
I got a three.
Oof. Okay. He goes, hey, you know what? There's something you got, kid. Everybody around this Papa John's has been trying to get close to Dorito DeVito, but you're the first one who had the cirque to stop me when I'm with my calzone carbuncle. So you know what? Give me a handshake. Shake my hand.
Well, I don't think I'm worthy enough to shake a hand like yours. If you don't want...
Shake my fucking hand!
And he reaches out for your hand.
I'm going to step away.
Okay, he goes, okay. Fucking baby. Piss your pants like a little baby boy.
Okay, well, no orange juice for you, asshole.
Whoa, you're going to insult the top employee right away? That's some Glengarry Glen Ross shit, yeah. Dude.
Everybody puts down their pizza forks. And then the managers who see that people are eating pizza with forks immediately have them fired. And people put down their pizza hands. And they all turn to you as you call him an asshole and everything goes silent and the fucking piano player stops playing. And Dorito says, what?
Did you just call me?
I don't know. I'm really nervous. No, I just
say it again.
I what?
Say it again.
Do you want orange juice in the morning
us? No. The last part. Say it again. I want to hear it. I want to hear what you call me one more time, so everybody can hear it.
Link, what's going on, dude? I was over here mocking up plans for the calzone costume. I felt like we were all on board with that plan.
It was a plan. That was just trying to figure out, so once we got the calzone costumes, we could wake him up in the morning and be like, hey,
calzone costumes, wake me up. Thank you. Oh, there we go. Boys, I think this person was trying to plan some sort of heist or something. So why don't you go ahead and...
I was just thinking that the new mascot for our workplace here would be a calzone. You know, just like these two fine gentlemen, you know, to celebrate all the hard work you guys do. And I'm sorry about my friend. We got nothing but respect for Doritos and Cool Ranch Doritos and everything you got going on, Doritos Locos Tacos. Cool,
I can't
Doritos
believe you already told him about Callie the Calzone, the new costume.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a surprise. So yeah. We're going to go.
All right, both of you roll the session with disadvantage.
You know how that's going to end up, Anthony.
Well, if there's two of them doing it, it kind of evens out.
Yeah, I thought the calzone plan was great. I was like, oh, we'll just wake him up. Like,
and you
we
called
go.
Him an asshole, Matthew.
I know. Well, that was just Link was...
You got
all
a
of his
seven.
Attention was on you.
I got a six.
One of the calzones pops its blister.
Ew.
And a jet of piping hot magma sprays onto Lincoln. And it's really bad. It's burning your skin. You scream and you fall to your knees.
I try to find some water to throw on
it. No, grease
well,
fire.
Well, as it's been... A, grease fire, and B, as was set up by Matt in the previous episode, you have to ask for water here.
Hey, can water? I get some water here? Or like, yeah, with some lemon in it or something?
How much damage?
Roll a 2d10.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm in death saves. So.
So Link goes limp, falls to the ground, and is dying.
Good first day at work.
If anybody wants to roll a perception check.
13.
With a 13, you can see that the act of popping its pizza sauce blister.
It's pizzussi.
It's pizzussi. you realize that the act of popping its pizzussi actually caused the calzone to take damage. It looks weaker than it did before. But you're also probably decently distracted by the fact that your friend just died and, or is almost dying in front of you.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on Lincoln.
Okay.
I said, whoa, 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 we're all part of the Papa John's family here. It's just a big misunderstanding. So you heal 10 hit points.
So I pop up?
You pop back up. It feels like there's burns all over your face, but not permanent ones. Just like pizza burn on the roof of your mouth type shit.
Oh, fuck.
Your whole face is the pizza burn on the roof of your mouth.
Oh,
devastating.
Link, you okay, buddy?
Yes. Oh, whoop. Bing, bing. That's our shift. We got to get back to work. We can't. Papa John's.
Over. Dorito jumps onto a table and says, everybody look at what just happened there. You come at me. You come at the master of the pussy wagon and you get put the fuck down. You don't even look at me. You don't stop me while I'm walking. You do nothing. As far as you're concerned, I am your superior. I am more than you. I'm greater than you. You are the fingernail clippings of a god, and I am like his hand. I'm the hand of his god. You're nothing. Bye. And he starts heading towards the kitchen. So
I bow to him.
Damn.
That's right. Thank you.
I don't know. It sounds like the fingernail clippings of a god would still be pretty powerful.
Yeah. So he heads away, and Lark goes like, so that happened. I'm trying to help, but and he takes an empty syringe out of his pocket. And this was full of memories and stuff. And I used this when I saw you guys. I'm sort of saving it so I could be cogent while you're here. But it's beginning to fade. And Sparrow has one too. And he said to sort of save it for when you guys were safe and you could properly talk. But
you're losing your mind right now? What's going on?
I'm sort of losing myself. I'm not going to be as helpful as I
mean, I
was.
Not that you were super helpful to begin with.
Fair one. Yeah, you got me there.
Look, we got to figure this situation out. It sounds like if we wait around to try to make a bunch of pizzas, we're all going to forget who we are, probably just going to get strung along. So we need to figure out how to steal this key so we can get out of here.
I thought that calzone plan was really good. I'm sorry I messed it up. I thought we just need to know where he is so
Link,
we can go.
You got
to
not call people assholes.
I know. My temper's been really bad lately.
What's wrong, bud?
My dad's on around. They really calm me down.
Link, whoever you think is an asshole, you can call an asshole. Don't let these assholes tell you who you can and cannot say.
I'm going to disagree with that, Scary.
Okay, well, you're an asshole.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. I'm really losing my temper. I think, did I ruin the idea or can we still try to make the calzones? We just gotta find out where he sleeps because
if the calzone disguises are good enough, we'll be able to. Well, really quick, are there other calzone guards? Are these the only two guards?
The only two ones.
So that's why my thought is that we can't like walk up while there are already calzones. Like we have to ambush himself.
No, we can ambush one of the calzone guards and then in the calzone costume replace that.
Wait a second. Hear me out. Yeah. Hear me out. Three costumes, two calzones, and I look at Hermie and I say,
the key.
Hermie,
one of us could dress
Hermie,
up as a key.
I say, Hermie. I say, Hermie, did you get enough studying Dorito DeVito?
He turns around and he already looks like Dorito DeVito.
Oh my god!
And here's what like, we do. Here's
you
what
you
we
tell
do.
Me.
Hear me out. Two of us disguise ourselves as calzones to talk to Dorito DeVito. One of us disguises ourselves as Dorito DeVito to lead the calzones away. And that way we keep them in two separate areas so that we can get the key and we can steal the pussy wagon.
And then the other two of us
will just keep working and act like everything's okay and make excuses.
Then two lookouts to make sure that the two teams aren't going to come into eye contact with each other.
No, I like that, but how does Hermie ever get to those?
Call me Dorito now.
Oh, we need to Hermie Dorito. It feels like
we need to find a part where their walk cycles are out of view of other people, so that we can separate them somehow. I can throw a coin, and then Dorito will go look at it over in a room by himself, and then we'll do the whole switcheroo. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, that's the hard part. Is the part where Danny Dorito or is away from the calzones.
That's easy though.
Oh,
Lark says, the calzones are separate from Dorito when he's out on his runs. Like when he goes into the pussy wagon, he's alone in the pussy wagon and they stand outside at the garage door.
So one of us has just got to call in an order.
Perfect.
And then Hermie will stand right by the door and then he'll come through and be like, oh, I just finished my run. And then
he forgot his keys.
Well, no, he doesn't even have to tell him. He just says, time to bring me back to the place. And then the calzones will walk with
Hermie. But they won't
buy
it if he's...
And then when Dorito DeVito comes out,
then we have the two calzones, lead them away.
Yeah, then we can beat the shit out of that asshole.
Sounds like you're volunteering to be a calzone.
It's the perfect plan.
Wait, but hold on. But how are we going to fool the calzones if Hermie, as Dorito, shows up without the kappas?
Okay. Wait,
yeah.
No, here's
and
the
also, how am I going to get onto the other side of a locked door? Like, they're going to put their backs to a locked door.
We'll make a distraction. We'll make a distraction that makes them, like, you know, take a few steps forward and then you'll come out of the door. Then you'll be right at the door.
Yes, the specific kind of distraction that makes them walk two steps forward.
Hey, Hermie, we
haven't figured... That old classic.
Hey, Hermie, we haven't figured it out yet, man. Give me a break.
I'm asking questions.
We're just blue sky.
An actor needs to understand the space. I'm asking motivational questions.
Where's the garage? Like we come out, we say, hey, fuck you, calzones, and we throw some stuff at them, and then they chase after us.
The garage, if you remember, is in the kitchen where we were all stabbing.
Yeah. So we make the calzones chase us around the corner.
Okay, so they'll be standing guard on the door.
Yes, in the kitchen.
Wait a second.
I've got it.
Everybody. Yeah. I've got it. The order is big enough to hide Hermie in a box.
Okay.
It's like in Ocean's 11. Sorry, out of character. It's like in Ocean's 11 when they hide the guy in the box. So we do a big order of pizzas.
When they hide the Chinese National Treasure Jet Li.
He gets into the back of the box, and then we wheel him. The pizza's got to go through the door.
Normal. That's true.
This step's incredible, but wait. Let's just cut out a few steps here. This is incredible. Let's just get a big enough order that the four of us can be in the box. And then Hermie can stay back here and be like, hey, here's the big order for you.
So we're saying we ordered enough pizza for all four of us.
Five of us.
Yeah. And like two dads, all seven of us.
Seven of us.
Oh, yeah, we need to bring your dads too. Shoot.
Pizza party. It needs to be the most insane pizza party.
Yeah.
So we call in a pizza party order.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So wait, hold on. Who's going to have to call and talk to a human being on the phone to do an order?
Well, Hermie can act as anybody.
I mean, I would have to act as a boomer or something. Someone who's comfortable getting
an
on the
ancient
phone.
One.
Yeah, one of the old ones. I don't know if I could. I will have to go into my special zone for this, but I think I could try.
Okay.
This may be, Hermie, I grab him by the shoulders. This may be the hardest thing you've ever done as a teenager.
How small? Here, let's all lay down on top of each other. How big is this? Like, what's the volume?
We can extrapolate.
What's the UPS box size of all of us laying down?
Here's the
I lay down on the floor. Come on. I get a small. I curl up like a cat.
Link, you're so long. You're like a snake.
That's why I'm curling up.
We could all do like of the Tetris pieces. There's the Z piece, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Z piece. Which is like, which is the equivalent of us putting our legs at 90 degrees and our hips at 90 degrees.
Who orders a Z piece of pizza?
I'm just saying it's the most efficient way to pack the box is that we orient ourselves with the Z pieces.
No,
a circle
is the most efficient geometric shape. Whatever shape you guys want. I was just trying to see how big we all are when we're all laying down right now.
Well, okay, so the biggest pizza they have is 16 inches.
What?
Diameter.
Is it? Is Papa John's?
No, but what we're
going
to do is we're going to put together a ton of pizza boxes and then hollow it out. You know, like with a book, like when you haul out a book, like... It'll look like a bunch of pizza boxes stacked on top of each other, but it'll be hollow on the inside. We're
all in there. I'm trying to see how many pizzas we have to make for the width of us.
Which would be helpful if we knew how big we have to make it so everybody lay down.
Like, also, if we maybe called in an order for a special type of pizza that was bigger than 16 inches, like, oh, I want the loop-de-loop, which is 2 16-inch in a loop. The Hooters special, which is a bunch of wings. And boobs.
It's like a refrigerator box. That's what I'm getting at. I'm just trying to figure out how big.
Yes. Now, if we all laid sort of in Z shapes on top of and next to each other, how tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
You're 6. Oh, my God.
But look how small I am when I'm curled up like a cat. And I'm like on the ground, still curled up as small as I can be.
It strikes me that, all right, so Normal puts a large pizza box on the ground and stands in it.
Yeah.
And realizes that, like, it's like, if we order, just hear me out.
37 and a half pizzas is the height in order to get 6'3".
So if we just order 7 separate orders to our heights of pizza, and then we just use a dolly to roll each of those.
Oh, like one at a time?
Yeah, and then we're all basically...
We're split up, but what if one of us falls? What if we make a perfect, do that, but put all four columns next to each other and then hollow out the inside so it's just a big empty box that looks like pizza boxes stacked, and we all stand in there.
Or,
I just don't want to be separated. Imagine if, like, one of us gets, like, falls off the back or, like, they catch one of us.
That would
like,
be terrible. They would lose an entire order of 37 and a half pizzas. They could never survive.
Like, if you learned anything from The Hobbit, it's
that
you shouldn't
you're
be
the
all
leader.
These
what do you think
barrels.
We should do? Scary, make the choice.
Leader. I'm worried about how we're going to pay for this order.
Cash on delivery.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, no, we're not going to pay for it. Hermie's going to pretend that he's going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Does any delivery place do that now? Cash on delivery?
I'm more wondering how we're going to convince somebody that they've ordered 100. How many boxes is 6 feet of pizza?
About 30 boxes.
Okay, so times four. So we need 120 boxes.
I should have paid attention in math. This is like 9,000 pizzas, right?
120 boxes of pizza. We could all stand in it.
Well, don't forget that we're going to need to construct this out of cardboard. We could just make the outsides of it look like a bunch of stacked
pizza
boxes.
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
But inside of it is actually a nice, comfortable,
cool secret base.
Yeah. Cool secret fort made out of pizza boxes.
A mobile pizza fort.
I look around. Are there any like shipping crates around?
No, it's just pizza boxes.
How about like where they like get their dough and stuff?
Well, yeah, there's probably boxes where they like sent you some of the ingredients and stuff, but they're not huge.
How
they're
big is the box that holds all the pizza boxes, Anthony? Those pizza boxes.
They don't send you those in a box. How long has it been since you worked in a restaurant? They don't send you those in a box. They send you those as broken down cardboard flats with a rubber band around them.
So there's no crates.
Not person-sized crates, no.
Wait, hold on.
Can you order? I got it. Can you order calzone people? Like, is that an item on the menu?
Like a stripper?
I'm asking.
They pop out of the box and it's like, happy birthday.
Guys, I know what I'm doing for my birthday next year.
Justin, is that what you thought, Matt? That you could just order a giant calzone and then you show up to
my perform? My point is, maybe this party rather have like, you know, they have like big subs. This is like,
this is a person.
It's like, you order party calzones and then you just order two of them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's
in store today. Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I've always in gift
stress
mode.
Out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay, for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page.
Dude, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me, because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah, let's
find. What does Beth want?
My dad.
Beth.
The one thing Beth, Etsy
you
can't
sound like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yep, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the medical provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
What? Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors are like that all the time.
Yeah, no, they just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, Herbie, call and ask. Say, hey, you're rich. Well, hey, I'll give it a call. What's the delivery line? I want to call the delivery line.
So, Herbie,
I want to call it.
You want to call it?
Yeah, I'm going to call it.
Okay. So it rings.
Hi.
I said it rings. I didn't say we picked up yet.
I'm practicing.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi.
You're
Hi.
A millennial. Hi. No, no, no. You don't know how to use phones yet. I get it.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah, ring, ring. Like that. Like, try a hello, Link.
Hello.
Ring, ring.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
Ring, ring.
Say it like, what's up, gamers? That's what they say.
What's up?
So you hear a click, and you hear Risky Click's voice going,
hello, Papa John's delivery.
What's up, Papa? I'm a big, big shot. Down the village nearby, I got a big party.
Do you have a delivery order?
I would like a delivery order.
Okay, let me connect you to the cooks in the kitchen.
And then he goes, Link, kids!
Oh, I grab the other
we
phone.
We have a delivery order!
I grab the phone.
Hey. And you go back to the kitchen?
Yeah, I go back to the kitchen.
So he hands you the phone, and he goes, somebody wants a delivery order. This is your first delivery order. Make it good.
Hey, do you mind? I get nervous when people watch me. Can I just
roll persuasion on my own?
17.
17?
Yeah.
And he goes, I mean, it's fine. It's whatever. The lines are recorded anyway, so I'll know if you do bad customer service.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, so they're recorded, so I have to. Okay. So that was going to stop, and I got to finish it.
Hey, I got a big party, and I don't like just normal pizzas.
Oh, yeah. Well, what is it that you want then?
Well, I don't know if you sell these, but I saw some big walking calzones, and like, I don't need them walking, and I don't need any like feet or anything, but like, can you make big calzones for a party, like two of them?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to check in with customer service. Hey, and I call out to Rick. Hey, this guy wants like big calzones. Is it okay if we get like two, if I mix him some big calzones, he's willing to pay a lot.
I think I saw a YouTube tutorial on how to do that, so I can do that for sure.
So Risky pops his head back in and he goes, we can send him a calzones, but does he want sentient or non-sentient? We can't give him sentient ones.
Oh yeah, no, non-sentient.
We'll check with him. You probably check with him, Link.
He just wants big calzones.
We should check with him, see if we
No, he said he didn't want any feet on them. So I'm pretty sure he meant like no walking like not sentient. He just wants to eat them. So like okay, let's go.
Yeah, you can make big calzones. Just make pizzas and turn
this
out.
This is a big order, man. You're gonna be really proud.
I'm gonna listen to that later. I better hear good customer service.
Keep going, man. Keep going.
Hey, okay. So we can do that. I just need your address.
Normal frantically looks through the receipts to find another address.
Oh, my address.
Someone else has been
ordered sense.
From.
I'm like, what do I normal?
Roll an investigation.
Norm, I need an address.
Why? What the fuck is an address?
Like, hey, before I give you an address,
stall yourself.
I just want to double check. I want like pepperoni. I want a lot of that joy.
I got a natural 20.
You get to make up an address, and it's correct. Whatever you make up is a real address.
It's the Empire Center.
Yeah, it's the Empire Center. Duh, just ask for me, Lincoln.
Whoa, hey, that's wild. My name's Lincoln too, man.
Oh yeah, good name, good name. This is for Lincoln at the Empire Center. And I want three, you know, I want, wait,
seven.
I want seven calzones.
Whoa, seven.
Yeah, I want seven calzones, really big, like 6 feet, 6'3",
yeah,
6'10". And you know, whatever the cost, man, don't care.
All right, like a big party.
That sounds really good, man. When do you want it?
Oh, ASAP, as soon as possible.
All right.
Oh, that's what that stands for.
Okay, great. All right. Well, we'll see you soon. Thanks for shopping at Papa John's. And then I hang up. Hey, guys, I think we got seven calzone orders.
Risky walks in and is going. That was incredible. You managed to move six-foot calzones.
Seven. He said seven, actually.
Seven.
We got to get started.
Like seven six-foot calzones.
I do have some notes. You didn't try to upsell him on our breadsticks, and he dips,
oh, fuck.
And he sodas. Also, notably, he forgot to ask for a credit card number or any form of payment.
He seems like he's pretty good for it. So, like, once we get there,
roll persuasion.
Just like hearing him through the phone, he seemed like a cash on delivery type of person.
I got a six.
And he goes, "No, you're gonna have to call him back." Oh, and this time, while I watch, I'm gonna make sure you do it right.
Okay.
Oh no.
I look nervously at my two.
Hand the phone to normal.
Yeah, I hand the phone to normal.
Give me a sleight of hand with advantage.
Do I do it too?
Both of you can do sleight of hand, normal, not advantage.
I got 13.
I got a 19.
You slide one of the phones easily to normal.
That's like that scene in Now You See Me.
Why do we keep referencing Now You See Me?
That fucking movie whips ass.
There's so many better heist movies.
But there's zero magician movies, okay? There's only one. And then it turns out that one's not really a magician movie because it's a twin the whole time.
But they always give it to the person about to be searched. It makes no sense.
Well, yeah, that's what's happening.
That's true. They keep throwing it to the person about to be searched.
They just give it to the first guy in that sequence, and he'd be like, just hang on to it, you're good.
Okay, so I call the phone that normal's gonna go.
Okay, wait for me to get out of the room so he doesn't get away.
Well, yeah, honestly.
So yes, I duck out of the room.
I was just Star 69.
They have Star 69.
Yeah, it's Earth, dude. They have Star 69. Yeah, it's Earth.
His old folks.
There's a broom closet. There is, you know, the bathroom, and then there's the big cafeteria area.
I'm gonna duck into the bathroom and I say, excuse me, I need to go to the little boy's room.
No one was
sorry,
paying attention.
My voice just dropped a little bit.
Sorry, I have to go to the bathroom. I just hit puberty. Yeah, you know, nobody's
interested. I have to go wax my mustache. One second. Goodbye. Goodbye. And I duck into the men's restroom.
Okay, cool. It's one of those one staller. It's not even a stall. It's just a toilet. It's a, you know, non-gender toilet, but there's only the one of them, so you're alone in there.
It's only for men. It's not so
It is a sit-down toilet, but only men can use it.
Yes, I will wait by the phone.
It rings, I'm assuming.
Okay. Yeah, so again, Risky Click is making horrible, slightly bug-eyed eye contact with you the entire time.
This is Lincoln. You've got the Empire Center.
And he goes, put him on speaker. I want to hear it all.
Okay. I put him on speaker and I kind of look at Risky Click like, you know, let me know if I'm doing anything wrong.
Oh,
hey,
I will.
Hey, Mr. Lincoln, this is Link from the Empire Center.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
I mean, no, not from the Empire
He's
Center.
He's already shaking his head. Risky Click.
Sorry. Oh, I'm a little nervous. Papa John's, I'm sorry. I made a big mistake.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't get your credit card information. You got to pay for it, so if you could.
Credit card? No problem.
Okay, thanks.
It's a little Home Alone 2 for you guys. Normal saying all of his lines into his Stock Boy Deluxe. And then
yeah, my credit card. What kind of credit card do you take?
And Normal fumbles through his pockets and realizes doesn't have a credit card, so
you know, just the one that's got 16 numbers and just and you know
well yeah, you can charge it to Lincoln Normal at the Empire Center.
Okay.
And my credit card number.
Risky Click, if you like zoom in on his mouth, he's like mouthing Lincoln Normal. He doesn't say it, but you can see him mouthing it.
And my credit card number is 818
535-535-27-27-27-27.
I can't read the whole card. How many numbers is that?
That's 10.
Oh, 616-405.
Okay, good. Expiration date.
Oh.
I look at Risky like, right? Like, I'm doing a good job?
Risky's like, mm-hmm.
Don't want to miss anything this time.
Oh, it's a March 2 years from now.
Cool. Yeah, me too. And how about the secret code on the back
it's
or whatever?
It's not the secret code. It's the CVV2 code.
The secret code on the back.
The secret code is Osiris 9.
Oh, no, just 09, what? It's just three or four.
Oh, that's right. Six.
Oh.
Six.
Okay, 6666. Great. All right. Well, yep. I'll charge this in just a sec. And I hope you enjoy your calzones. I won't
can't
be there.
I can't wait to eat them.
Okay. Great. All right.
You see Taylor being like, upsell.
Risky Click is nodding and pointing at Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Do you want, forgot, you know, it goes really good with 7 6-foot tall calzones. Breadsticks.
More
bread. And also we got drinks.
Just normal 2 liters.
Just 2 liters. And yeah, and oh, yeah, and that's it. You want some bread? Sticks?
Yeah, put me down for a small breadsticks with my 7 7-foot calzones.
All right, great. You sure?
Do you need more boxes or anything like that?
Just put 50 extra cardboard boxes in there.
Hey, look, just between you and me, you ain't getting the best deal of the small breadsticks. If you get the large breadsticks, you get more bread for your money.
Risky Click is nodding.
You know, I really don't like being pressured into these high-risk sales tactics.
No,
I don't
pressure. I just don't want your party members to be disappointed when there's not enough breadsticks to go around for all those people enjoying those calzones.
Oh, God. Oh, you're right. I'll take 70 orders of breadsticks.
Oh, okay. Well, that's... Wow. Thank you so much, sir.
How much will that be? Fuck. Why did I say that?
I look at Risky. Do you have, like, a calculator or what? Like,
Risky says... If he knows the price, he won't want to just tell me it's all good.
Don't
tell
worry about it. You'll see the price on your receipt after we charge you.
Risky Click winks at you and gives you the thumbs up.
You'll see the price on your receipt.
Well, okay, great. Goodbye.
And I hang up the phone.
Risky turns away for a second. And when he turns back, his eyes are red and a tear is falling down his cheek.
Oh,
and he kneels next to you, Link, and he says, that was the greatest
upsell
I've ever seen. You got him to buy it.
Yeah, way to go, Link.
Thanks.
70 things of breadsticks.
Yeah, that's quite a bit to go from just one small to 70.
And you got him to not ask what the price was.
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah, you know.
And still into another Link, and what are the odds, man? What are the
wild.
Odds?
All right.
So we should get started. That's a lot of cooking we got to do.
Yeah, you better get started. You're going to be working through a break. You're not getting your break, but hey.
Oh, that's okay.
Papa's going to appreciate the work you did today.
Oh, thanks.
Nice.
A couple more days of that, you might find yourself being driver.
Wow. Normal comes back from the bathroom. I washed my hands.
Oh, yeah, you could tell.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, so Risky.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I washed my hands. So, sorry, my voice undropped.
So Risky Click goes, I'm going to go up in the front, and you get started on making some calzones. Be careful, it can be pretty hot. And he heads back to the front, and Lark goes, that was not bad. So are we eating the calzones here?
No, Uncle Lark, we're going to hide in them so we can escape. But don't tell anyone that.
But we don't get the calzones?
No. You know what? I'm going to write down the plan on a piece of paper, and you can put this in your little pocket, and then when you get confused, you look at it, and you'll remember
what
we're doing.
Or when he gets, like, caught, he's going to narc.
I'm going to write it in Elvish, the language that Uncle Lark taught me.
Okay.
I did. That's a thing
when you're
I did.
In the calzone, you can eat some of it. Like, so, yeah.
I'm just hungry. And you get the sense that he is
regressing
a little
child.
Bit.
Oh, no.
And he's like, it's boring. Anyway, yeah.
Shit.
Just a side note, that's something that I don't know where Dorothy learned boring, but now when she goes to bed, I'm like, okay, time to go to bed. She goes, but it's boring.
Oh.
I'm like, but if it's boring, you'll eventually fall asleep. She goes, bed's boring.
Teen huddle real quick, guys.
Okay.
So far, so good. Just
so
thumbs
far,
up all
so
around.
Good.
Yeah.
I just want to just note just a quick question. Aren't they going to be suspicious when 7 of us disappear?
No. I mean,
well, okay.
Yeah,
what
but
if
we'll
we
be
act,
gone already.
What if we act like the boxes are really heavy and we can't carry them? Like, oh, I need help with carrying this box out. And
that's fine. But then who's in your box? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Do we have a
like,
bedroom, though? Where we sleep, we just put a bunch of pillows underneath for a bit.
Ah.
They're going to know we're gone as long as
but
we're out of here
late.
First.
As long as we get out of here. Okay. So we need to figure out what just an additional
thing.
But
I do
thing.
Think one of us might have to stay back to, like, the process of giving the calzones to
the delivery
Dorito guy. Like, Hermie can just be here and not saying we have to get rid of Hermie or anything. I'm just saying Hermie can be here and just like be like, hey.
Wait, this will work.
Nobody's going to mistake in this order for a different order.
No, but the question is, Link, how do we all fit into the calzones and get ourselves delivered?
Dorito DeVito probably just picks up the orders. Like, we'll just leave all of our calzones on the counter.
Just so you know, while you were doing that, I rolled perception for Risky Click and he rolled an 8. So he's like, that's fine. Somebody named Taylor Scary, this is fine. I'm not going to go back and check on him again.
I'm just saying we need to figure out a good excuse for why 7 of us are no longer behind the counter and in the kitchen. Maybe a note that we write on the thing that says, like, hey, Dorito.
Oh, here. Rick. Rick.
Risky.
Risky Click. Sorry.
Risky Click.
Sorry.
Or Rick by his friends.
Sorry,
as his
Risky
friends know him.
You can call me Rick now. After upselling 70 orders of breadsticks, you can call me Rick
now. We're really excited about the marathon cook session we're about to have. Once we're done, can we get our break then?
I think...
Is that the way the process goes? We'll just leave the calzones out and somebody will come pick them up for delivery?
Well, yes, but you're going to have to stay awake just in case, you know, they get the calzones and there's something wrong with them and they need them taken back or need additional ones taken. You got to see this through the end, my boy.
Okay.
They got to be happy. The money's got to be in our coffers.
Here's what we'll do. We'll be very exhausted at the end of that. We'll rest in our rooms. Pillow idea.
Yeah, on call.
On call with our phone right next to us. How's that?
Persuasion.
Because we want to make sure... I'm going to try to help. Because we want to make sure that we're all rested up for our next shift. Because, man, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I feel like I could get a few more deliveries like that tomorrow if we all rested up.
Can I get advantage on that persuasion roll?
No, but he can help you with his own persuasion.
I have a 9 on that. Can you throw a persuasion? Come on, Matt.
God damn it. I got 3.
And he goes, hey, pizza never sleeps. And honestly, the kind of sales you're making, if you don't sleep, you just grind a little bit harder. You rise and grind, never sleep and grind. You can definitely get that promotion very, very soon. So no, I believe in you. You'll stick here. I'll be here with you, man.
Wait, what?
No need for that. We really want to impress you, and we kind of want to be teens on our own.
Okay. Well, I'll let you do your magic for the calzones part. Once it's done, I'll come in here, and I'll be with you for any adjustments we need to make to the recipe, anything like that.
All right.
So as soon as you're done, as soon as you hit that bell to summon Dorito DeVito to come get the pizzas, I'll be there to congratulate you on a job well done.
I think one step
Guys,
at a time.
I think we're going to have to... kill risky.
Yeah, but let's let him leave. Let's let him leave first, and we can talk freely.
Okay. Yeah.
Him.
Well,
okay,
you know,
right.
I
now
say,
leaving.
Okay. I say stuff like that when around people all the time. I'm kind of a loose cannon.
Okay. Two options here. I think. Okay. We could do a bunch of us in there, and one person stays back, and then that person gets saved when we drive the cat bus back in through the door, bust in through.
I think one person.
Yeah, I think
is going to have to escape through the tunnels of darkness and despair. Because we're going to need one. That's the only flaw in this plan, is we're going to need one person to stay behind to talk to Risky Click.
Well, wait. Talk to Risky Click or be Risky Click Hermie.
Yeah.
If Risky Click comes back here.
Hermie turns around. He already looks like Risky Click.
Look, I'm not pro murder. I'm not saying we kill, but like, I think we subdue Risky Click and hide him. And then Hermie, you be Risky Click and... you ring the bell, and when Dorito comes, you should say, hey, yeah, this was made for you.
Yes,
that way,
perfect.
No question. Like, he'll just tell them to put the pizzas in Hermie. We will come back for you. Matt does not care. But Link is promising. Like, we will find a way to get you back. But I think you're the only one who's talented enough to pretend to be Risky Click.
Hermie bends over at the waist like Risky Click would, and his eyes are, like, right next to yours. And he goes, is that a promise, Lincoln?
It is. I almost died trying to save you from the nacho cheese.
Nacho.
I know we've had some like rough times, but like, man, we're all in this together. Like, we're all going to, you know, leave nobody behind.
Normal goes up to Hermie and says, Hermie, we will come back for you. I pinky promise. And I put out my pinky for a pinky promise.
So he is going to flip a coin.
Oh, shit.
He reaches out with his burned hand and pinky promises you and says, you know what happens if you break this promise? I don't think I have to tell you.
Yeah, I feel bad, right?
Oh, you will.
But that's not going to happen because we're going to come back. You know what? Because you're part of this team, Hermie. You came all the way to this realm to help us, and you're a great actor, and we believe in you, and you're going to do a great job, and then we're going to come back and we're
going to
get you.
Okay, I'm going to go do some more research on my primary. I'm going to center myself, and the next time we see each other, you won't recognize me. So for now, this is farewell.
Okay.
And like that. He walks into the front of the thing and then just stares at Risky Click for a while. Just resting his hand, his head on his fist.
He has a laptop and like a little stand on his chest.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait,
Ryan, we love you. We missed
back.
You. We're sorry.
We
didn't come back. Ryan.
We may have stepped out on you in
international. I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers, how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's right. Ryan. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile accounts.
Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do you have?
Hey, modern phones
is
allow
Freddie
you to put
stepping
multiple...
out on us with other podcasts?
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you.
Imagine 20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey, Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Okay. Well, no, activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom loves
friends.
And named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now it's back.
Oh, so here's my thought, by the way. So to kill risk, you click. We'll just have someone standing at the oven being like, something's wrong with this oven. And then be like, oh, the pilot light must be out. Oh, you get risky click. And then we just...
You're going to Hansel and Gretel him.
Yeah, Hansel and Gretel him. Yes, exactly.
Classic.
Do we want to kill him or can we just knock him out and tie him up?
I mean, you could throw him in an oven. Well, you know, yeah.
How do you turn on the oven?
You know, yeah, you can lock the oven.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Do ovens have locks on them?
A bike lock makes any door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A U-lock.
A U-lock makes any object lockable. You know what I'm saying?
Can we just make calzones? Do we have to roll?
We're making the boxes is what it is.
Well, which part do you want to do first? Okay. Do you want to make the calzones or do you want to...
Yeah, because these calzones also have to pass inspection.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not going to stick their fingers in them.
So I might look at one of the calzones. These things have to at least pass a cursory glance.
They're going to open it like... If you've never worked at a pizza place, generally before you take the shit out, you at least open it to make sure that it's the fucking correct toppings or whatever.
Yeah, so we have to make... We actually have to make 7 foot...
Wait, hold on. Sorry, real quick. Sorry. Anthony's worked at a pizza place. Matt, you worked at a pizza place and you don't even know this.
I do know. I worked at a pizza place.
You worked at a pizza place too?
Yeah.
Will?
I never.
I just said that we have to make calzones ready.
Yeah, you're right. Wow, I didn't realize that more than half of us have worked at pizza places.
Yeah. It's a pretty common job.
And then two rich boys.
And then two privileged boys. We're the ones who are
ordering the pizzas.
I was the one who left it on your doorstep saying, please, sir, $5 for the gas, sir, if you wouldn't mind.
Here's a tip. Get a new job.
Oh, one day I'll make a podcast and you'll be sorry.
I think Taylor already establishing his pizza acumen is going to get to spinning dough, throwing it in the air.
Yeah, let's make some rolls. Yeah. Let's make some cazones.
We gotta make seven.
Yes, what would you all argue you could roll as a skill for making pizza? Is it nature?
Survival.
Is it survival?
I'm just going to pick something that I'm good at.
No, that's not how that works.
How about insight?
Nope. Insight.
If you were trying to see what a pizza felt about you. Nope. If you were trying to jump over a pizza.
I think
here, I'll give you survival.
Pizza qualifies as food that makes you feel good about yourself. Can I use medicine?
I was going to say survival or medicine. Or
what about deception?
I'm not even gonna ask for an advantage despite the fact that I said my past life I was a pizza person.
Oh, that's a good point.
I got 18 plus 2, so I got 20 on my for survival. Well, I did medicine. Survival and medicine's the same plus.
I think deception should be the third one.
Because you're deceiving that you're good at making a pizza.
Or yes. Nature.
No, deception's good because sometimes you can just get a pizza to look right.
It's nature, survival, or medicine. Those are your three you can roll to make pizza well.
I rolled survival, and I got 4. And I just want to point out that I've not gotten advantage despite throwing nothing but bangers for, all season. So
I rolled a 14 for nature.
Okay.
Can I say I casted guidance on everybody before they made their pizzas?
Yeah, why not?
Everybody gets a D4 to add to their roll.
So that would be 4 plus 4, so that's an 8. And I think that the whole time Taylor is just thinking that he's 24. Doing it without realizing that someone behind him is like,
oh, guidance is only one willing creature, and therefore, since it's concentration, it should only be one of these people. But the image of normal just running to and fro, people just doing ghost
just
on them is
puppeting elbow.
Yeah, way too
like
good.
And I feel like this is a montage of like 4 hours of making calzones.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a one time thing. So
it's somehow the like ghost music, but it's the dun 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 dun
pizza pie music.
Yeah. It's that, but like sensual in 90s.
It's like a sexy version of spinning plates every time one of us starts like fading.
Yeah.
Taylor keeps like squinting because he's like, why is it so soft? Focus in here.
We'll say I'm doing a pizza team cheer for everybody.
Oh, that's good.
Like, give me a P, give me an I, give me a Z.
That's probably more appropriate in character
so
relatable
eight
than ghosts.
Then, you know, if you had died from a crime and you got shot by a mugger and now you're trying to get your, wife? Fiance?
Fiance
to solve your murder?
And you make her make out with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, God. Yes. Yeah, that's right.
It's fucking great. Okay, so the
original Wonder Woman plot conceit really is.
Yeah, really. Yeah, so the roles you got were 8, 22, you said?
24.
24.
I got 20 plus 4.
I got 18.
18.
I just want to say, I just Googled good cheers, like what are popular cheerleading cheers, and one of them, I shit you not, is just go team, go team, go team.
That's a good cheer. Classic.
That's the top result on Google.
Google search is bullshit now. I'm sorry. Better, it's bad now.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is...
It's average.
Yes, I'm going to take the average of all of those, and that is the perception check that Dorito DeVito is going to have to make to willingly accept these pizzas and travel with
when he dips his cocaine nail into the pizza.
Into the calzone.
Rubs it on his fucking teeth, and he goes,
ooh, that's a spicy marinara.
Yeah. He takes out a big knife, cuts into the middle of the box. Okay, so what are you going to do?
What was that average? What is that?
So the average is 16.6 repeating.
Okay, so 17, are you even at 17 or 16?
17. He's going to have to beat a 17 roll to notice that something is awry with the pizzas.
That's
so the calzones are made. They're pretty damn good. They are peak person sized.
Person shaped even vaguely.
How are you going to deal with the risky click and then who's going to get in? Talk me through that shit.
I think we all just slip into our calzones.
Everyone, it's time to enter your calzone cocoon.
Oh, and we have 70.
But you're not going to kill risky click.
No, here's the thing.
Sorry, we need to kill,
we're going to have, we're going to be outside. First. It's fine, because once we get risky click, we can take our time. We'll be outside to shove Risky Click into the oven.
Yeah, we just need to call Risky Click in right now.
Or we could tie him up on a phone call with like the maybe we're like, we need to speak to your manager.
Yeah. No,
here's what it is. We'll put him on the phone call and then we'll put him on hold so we're not talking inside.
When the bell's rung, Dorito DeVito is going to show up with the walking calzones.
Yeah, so then Hermes there is Risky Click.
And Risky Click is going to come in if he's
able to. Yeah, Risky Click even is on phone call.
He told you he was going to come in when he heard the bell.
So we need Risky Click
in
here now.
We need to disable Risky Click. We need to take him down. We need to tie him up.
Okay.
How's that bathroom? Was there a lock on the bathroom?
The bathroom had a lock from the inside.
Yeah, but you could always put like a chair or something.
Sure, there was also a broom closet.
Normal runs frantically into the main room towards Risky Click and says, Mr. Click, Mr. Click, there's a boom boom accident in the boys' bathroom.
Once you roll deception, roll deception.
There's a girl in the bathroom. There's not supposed to be a girl.
There's a woman. There's a woman.
A woman shat in the bathroom.
Fuck. I got a 6.
Oh, no, you idiot. It wasn't the toilet. It was in the broom closet. That's why it's a big, big disaster.
So with the 6 that you rolled then.
Well, does she get to roll dice for?
I mean, I guess. Yeah, go for it.
Fudge! Natural... Oh, that's a 7. I got 11.
Natural 7. So yeah, with both of those like not great rolls, he goes, well, that's a good thing, because that means it's time for you to learn the other element of your job here, which is cleaning up
cool, show us
those areas.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. I've never cleaned anything in my life, as you can tell by smelling me.
He hands you a mop, and he says, you will figure it out. Don't worry.
Oh,
can you just show
help
me where we do
please,
it?
Please, manager. Please.
Oh, here's what you do.
Manager.
Can you just show, wait, is he in the kitchen now?
Yeah.
Not to be too simple, but we could just, the four of us could overpower him.
Oh, he's in the room right now.
Just push him into the...
Push the mop into the door to block the door.
Ah, he's giving us the exact tool to block the fucking door from the outside.
Guys, cover his mouth.
This poor guy.
Taylor was like a spider monkey in the corner above the door, Home Alone style. So the moment that he came in, Taylor drops and then just like wraps his legs and arms around his head. So now he's got to...
Roll acrobatics.
I'm springing a trap though, like a survival...
No, not... I'm sorry you picked a shitty character, Cass. I'm sorry survival's fucking worthless in a campaign where you're like not actually going on long trips and taking campfires and shit.
Andy, shut the fuck up. I'm gonna make it work and then you're gonna fucking weep at how cool it's gonna be.
Okay. Oh my God. I think you actually built the wrong room.
I think I'm just gonna stick a tomato in his mouth.
5 plus 1, 6.
Okay, so you fall down and he easily can tell. He feels something like fucking the samurais from Seven Samurai, that something's descending on him.
Try this move and also fuck it up.
Yeah, he sure did. And he grabs you out of the air and he goes,
I'm going to grab him.
He knows it's coming now, so it's just full on a post strength check.
And also, I think Scary was going for a tomato into the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to roll.
Which
for...
he's allergic to.
I think, are we all piling onto him now?
Yeah, it sounds like y'all did it basically at the same time.
Yeah, we should all just.
Also, isn't Lark and Sparrow helping us?
Shit, I need to go get Lark and Sparrow. That'll be next.
Yeah, that'll be next time.
There's got to be a full advantage with like all four of us tackling.
What I'm basically doing is I'm allowing you to all to do it. You're getting your surprise round because he didn't know it was going to happen.
What are we rolling?
So you, for stuffing a tomato in his mouth, I feel like you're rolling sleight of hand, perhaps. You're rolling a strength check, Link. What are you doing normal?
Point of no return, we should definitely block the door so he can't, like, go back out.
That's what normal was jamming the door with.
Okay,
mop.
So yeah. So the door is blocked. You're once again trapped for the second time in two episodes. Some part in the back of Risky Click's mind, he's like, there's something familiar.
Deja vu, if you will, yeah.
I got a 17 on that tomato. Yes.
Wow, okay, so this tomato right into his fucking mouth. He tries to scream for help, but is unable to be heard around the edges of the forbidden fruit.
Now we got, like, duct tape the tomato into his mouth so he can't. He's like slowly could chew the gag.
Well, he's reaching toward it with his hand, and then you're gonna make your strength check to try to like. You got a 12. Okay, he's gonna make a strength check too. You got a 14.
Fuck.
He manages to like remove your hands. Everybody roll initiative.
16.
2 plus 1, 3.
4 episodes in a row, guys.
This will be a fast one. We're just
I believe it.
We're just pushing him in.
9.
I got a 3.
Link, it is your turn first.
I would like to. I'm going to take one of the, like, a apron or a fucking, you know, whatever, a kitchen rag, and I'm going to tie it around his head to make a gag from the tomato.
Okay. Give me a sleight of hand or a strength check.
18 plus 3, 21.
Ooh. Yeah, so you dexterously tie a greasy rag around his mouth, okay. And it pushes the tomato deeper into his throat, and he can't just spit it out now. Basically, if he wants to get rid of that thing, he's going to have to spend his entire
airway block. That's a full airway block.
Oh, He's got his nose.
Okay, so that was your action. That's cool. So he's going to spend...
So he's next.
He can either spend his entire turn to try to take the gag off and yank out the tomato, or he can try to... remove the bolt on the door.
We're probably like grappling him, right?
Well, you said you just tied the thing. You're not grappling him. Yeah, he's going to spend his entire turn trying to take the gag out of his mouth as he backs up towards the door, not realizing that it's barricaded. So he like bumps up against it and won't fucking move.
Can that be a strength check against me though? Since I am like, I literally just tied it on him. I am there like tying it on him. Wouldn't it be kind of like, it's not like I tied it on him and then just like put my hands up and was like, ta-da. You know what I mean?
Okay, sure.
Like just in terms of like what the mechanic is.
Mechanicus.
Adeptus Mechanicus.
God damn it.
From the Fortress of Mars.
I did do that. I tied it. I went, ta-da. And I got a 3.
You got a 3?
I got 3.
Okay, so he got a 7. God. So he backs up to the door and he removes the gag and spits at the tomato. And he goes, help
us find some more ingredients.
And now it is Scary's turn.
Okay, I'm going to...
Hermie better be primed and ready to go. Hermie needs to be him instantly.
I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast.
Great.
My cantrip.
Great.
And I'm going to try to aim it so that he goes into the oven.
His back is to the door of the kitchen, which is on the opposite side of the kitchen from the oven. If you want to try to like move him there, you'll have to do it physically or whatever. But if you just want to hit him with an Eldritch Blast, that's also totally fine.
I'll do Eldritch Blasts in his head, but in a non-TBI sort of way. Just a polite concussion. Just a nice little movie knockout. Not an actual consequences having
We'll determine how non-lethal it is based on how much damage you do.
Okay.
Because I know how much HP he has, and I know how much, if you go over, it will not be non-lethal.
He's definitely injured from last combat.
Yeah. Risky Click didn't have a chance at short rest either, dude.
No, he
was fucking answering phones.
He's always grinding.
So I got a 14.
Did you add anything to it, or you just rolled a straight 14?
I'm going to add 4 to it.
All right, so you rolled an 18.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got an 18, so that definitely hits him.
Big money.
Decent. That's a 9.
His head explodes.
No! Oh my god, Scary, what the fuck?
I quit.
Everybody who's grappling him, his fucking chunks of what used to be Risky Click just fucking slap you in the face. You're covered in it.
That's a spicy marinara.
Yeah, there's no way we're getting a break after this.
Okay, well, let's just...
Grab him up on the toilet.
I should start handing everyone syringes and Normal just stabs himself.
No, I stop. I try to stop him. No.
No, you're gonna forget the plan.
You be present. You learn from this. You learned from this, Normal.
Okay, all right. I mean, he was basically enslaving us, right? So, like, that's bad. He was not a good guy.
Yeah. He wasn't a good guy. He was the manager. Ew. Yeah.
Taylor is, like, carefully propping him up on the toilet so that, like, from beneath you see his feet. And it's like, I do feel weird about pulling his pants down. I'll just kind of bunch up the cloth here a little bit around his ankles.
Close the door when you put a sign up that says,
Do not go in there.
We print up, we go online, we find that meme of Ace Ventura, and we post that picture.
I think Hermie just does that to the people of the cafeteria.
Oh, yeah, Hermie comes out. That's Hermie's introduction.
Yeah, Hermie comes out and he goes, "Hey, everyone, I'm about to miturate. Do not go in there. Woo!" And he closes the door behind him, and he sees the corpse of the person that he was training to be, and he sort of like looks at it with a curious eye, and then he dips a finger into the blood of his neck, and he just puts it beneath both of his eyes, and he goes, "I'm ready."
Oh my God.
Order up!
Enter the calzones, boys and lady.
And then we grab Lark and Sparrow.
So we just have a montage of us making calzones.
Norm emerges pale, trembling, flop sweat, and goes to find Lark and Sparrow.
Lark and Sparrow are working the cash registers as usual. You see in the back of Sparrow's waistband, he's got the syringe Lark told you about that, like, you're supposed to use that on him when you're ready to talk with him. And both of them are just taking orders and stuff.
Orders, by the way, have backed up so hard.
Yeah, everybody's like, what's going on? We heard they were singing for more ingredients?
The first thing they forget is how long they've been in line, though. So they don't really know. Hello, gentlemen, fellow Papa John's employee here. I need two of you to help us with a special order in the back.
A special order, of course. And they both follow you in.
Okay, boys, get in the calzones.
What?
I need you to both be real big, brave boys right now and get into these giant calzones, okay?
Ew.
I mean, can you do that
for
me,
though? They look at each other, and they're both, ew.
But can you do it, though? Can you please get in the calzone, please?
It's hot.
For Pete's sake, and I grab the syringe that Sparrow has hidden behind him, and I boop him with it.
Oh, wow. Okay. His pupils dilate, and he looks around and immediately pulls you into a big hug.
Aww.
Hi, Dad. Hey, it's me. It's Normal. Lots going on. We need you to get in this calzone.
I'm sorry. I said I wasn't proud of you.
Oh, for real?
Hey, make sure that's the right
one. Are you
one.
Sorry you said it or you don't believe it?
I'm sorry I said it.
Oh, well, let's get into the calzone so I can rescue you from the dumb situation you got yourself in, and we'll talk about it. Well, you know what? We'll talk about it later, okay, Dad?
Well, this is going to wear off at some point, but yeah, we can talk about it later.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll talk about it later.
You two are small enough. You can probably fit in one calzone if you want to talk to your dad on the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about it, Spore? You want to slide inside a calzone with your dad?
You're old, you man. Old?
All right, just get in the calzone.
Too old to share a calzone with your pop-pop?
All right, Normal and Sparrow get into a calzone together.
Aww.
Sparrow looks at Lark and he goes, "Hey, Lark, I bet I can fit inside one of these calzones better than you." And Lark goes, "No, you can't." Lark runs into one of the calzones and just like rips it open with his hands. He's, "Ow, it's hot. I don't care. I'm fine, though. I don't feel the pain. Strong boy." And he gets inside and like fucking, you just see him like pull the flaps closed.
He pulls the flaps closed and then you see the dough like do that little like twisty pattern.
These calzones look like they've been folded from the inside.
How did you do that? You're amazing.
Columbo staring at it.
Just one more thing.
You know, it's funny. My wife makes calzones. She says you have to fold them from the outside. But so, yes, everyone is within their calzone.
And
I
right before my calzone gets zipped up, my hand goes up and dings the order bell.
Hermie's like, I could have done that, but... All right. He goes, "Okay, we're boxing you up."
Before I get into my calzone with my dad, I go up to Hermie and I'm like, "Hermie, I'm like pretty nervous about talking to my dad. Like, do you have any like advice? Like, you seem really wise and like you know what you're doing and like you're really confident. And like, I'm really nervous about talking to my dad about like this stuff. And like, should I just not talk about it? Should I just pretend how do I pretend everything's fine? Like, you're good at pretending stuff.
Don't pretend anything's fine, Norm.
Yeah,
nothing's fine. Everything's fucked up. That's right. I said it. The F word.
Wow.
This is coming from a calzone.
Yeah, it's just like bouncing up
it's
and
bouncing
down
a little bit, so you know that's the one talking.
I
like
was
going to
really hear it. It's just like,
scary. I don't know. Like, I love my dad, and if I yell at him, like, I feel like I'm never going to stop yelling at him, and I don't want to hate him, but I'm mad at him.
Take it as a woman. Sometimes you have more power by not yelling, just a firm glare and a harsh word. What am I saying? I have no power no matter what.
You're very powerful, Scary. I just want you to know that. And I say that.
Yeah,
like
you blew
a friendly,
that guy's head up.
Yeah, you blew a guy's head. Oh, God, she did. Oh,
I shake my box. I'm like, "Hey, I'm in this calzone over here, buddy. Here, come on, I want to tell you something."
I lean in.
Hey, look, man, I offer that you guys could go in the same calzone, because I find sometimes with my dads, you just gotta sit down and talk, and it's gonna really force you to just, you know, work it out. It's not gonna be pleasant in that calzone. I mean, one, you're in a calzone, but two, it's just it's gonna be a tough talk. But just, like, you know, get it out. You know, talk to him. You we're gonna be in there for a long time, so just, you know, okay. Say your feelings. Don't leave anything on the table, otherwise it gets old and gross.
But what, like, if I say something that hurts his feelings and he hates me? He's already not proud of me. Like, I don't want him to hate me.
Dude, how could it get worse, man?
He'll never hate
you. That's what
you.
The redemption arc is for.
Okay,
yeah, he'll never hate you. You know what? If he hates you, that's on him, man. He's your dad. That's his job. So just tell him how you feel.
Okay.
You got this, Norm.
And make an air hole, like, in the calzone, yeah, for yourself,
so you can
too.
Breathe. And,
can you guys
whatever.
Breathe? Are you okay?
Yeah, I got
no,
a little,
I can't really breathe, but it's pretty cool.
I stick my finger, like, through, so you see a little finger come out. I give you a little wave with the one finger, too.
Thanks,
good
man.
Luck in there.
It's scary. This is for you. And I poke my finger in to give her an air hole as well. So you can breathe. You
I
know?
Stick my middle finger out, too.
Okay, thanks for the pep talk, everybody. And I crawl into the calzone with my dad.
So Hermie goes, okay, fuck me, Ben.
Oh, wait, no, I'm Hermie. Why,
no, it's fine. I toss my coin and he shows you the coin. You can see that on one end of the coin is a crude scratching of Hermie's face. On the other end is, like, the drama mask.
Mm-hmm.
And he flipped it and it came up Hermie face. He's like, I was going to give you some advice from Hermie's heart, but that's fine.
I lean in and go, hey, leave? I didn't even know there was a Hermie here. Because somebody's such a good actor.
Are you? Who the fuck do you think you're talking to right now?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Do you think I need your pandering?
Absolutely
do you think
not.
I need the reviews?
The Glassdoor reviews that you're trying to offer me right now?
You know, Glassdoor reviews for acting?
If we were going to review you, Hermie, I'd say you're real great. And I'm sorry I didn't get your advice. It sounds like it would have been really,
no,
really
it's
something.
Great. No, it's totally cool to ask for advice, then not take it as you're leaving me behind to die in
oh
this
my
plan.
Gosh, Hermie.
So, no, you know what? Nope. Zip. And he just goes ahead and closes the cardboard box.
I had my fist was out for a fist pound from Hermie, my homie. I'm like, good job, bro.
And he fist pounds. He goes, thanks, bro. That's why you're my favorite.
Yep.
So far.
Yeah,
hey, don't worry
it.
About it, man. It's pretty whack of him to fucking volunteer, and now he's complaining. Like,
yeah,
that's
it's also
cool?
Pretty
no,
whack
he's
of
just
him
doing
to say.
Really brave thing, Hermie.
I can hear all of this.
No. Hermie, I'll come
ding,
back
ding,
for
ding,
you.
Ding, 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 ding.
And then I get into the calzone.
Okay, so you are enmeshed in warm cheese and pizza sauce. It feels not unsafe. It feels not unlike the womb.
The womb.
The womb. And you hear
the
heavy steps
the
of
woman-sy.
The womussy.
The pussy womussy.
I have returned to the womussy.
Deep inside your pussy, you hear three sets of footprints approaching. And you hear a voice that sounds identical to Risky Clicks saying, there you are. There are 7 very large calzones. Hurry up. This is an important client at the Empire Center. And Dorito DeVue says, who the fuck do you think you are to talk to me that way? And you hear footsteps get closer. He goes, I'm the shift manager, and this is my shift. And you just hear them staring at each other. And then DeVito goes, well, let me check him out. And each of you in turn see some light begin to... And you can see the silhouette through the fleshy, doughy exterior of your cocoon. You can see him, like, looking at you, drawing a finger across
the
skin.
See his nose, like, yeah. In front of the air hole? Just
sniff,
like,
sniff, sniff. And he is going to roll to see if he believes that these are truly calzones or not.
And we got a 17, right?
He has to at least match or beat a 17.
In the calzone, like, in the calzone, Scary is slowly sliding the knife out.
Nice. I haven't jerked off in a good 17 hours.
So you got a 7?
You got a 7.
Oh, yes. Nice.
So he goes, how did you get the folding to happen inside? How did you do it? These are the most beautiful calzones I've ever fucking seen. Let's go.
Calzones.
The calzone carbuncles help him pick him up. And you hear for the first time the sound of the garage door opening. And you hear the purr of the engine of the pussy wagon. You feel yourselves
love
get
it.
Lifted up and placed down in the back of the pussy wagon, which is, like, vibrating beneath you, which even more soothing now. It's warm as soothing.
Normal falls asleep.
Yeah, yeah. Link falls asleep too.
And you hear the car start. And then,
God damn it.
And then you start moving.
Hey, Dad. So here I am.
So you're not in your suit.
Yeah, I lost it a while ago. You know, I've been rethinking all that lately.
Oh, is it because of what I said?
I mean, I guess I kind of always knew you didn't, you know, I knew you loved me, but I never really got the vibe that you or mom, like me that much. So
I don't know about that. I do. No, I love you, and I'm worried about you. That's the thing.
What are you worried about me for?
Your uncle and I didn't get to be kids for very long. We had a very unusual.
I read about that. Yeah, it seems like you guys. Yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah, and when I look at you and I see you making a lot of the decisions that you make, I see somebody who's also maybe a little destined to not have a normal childhood. And I never wanted that for you.
I kind of got that from the way you named me growing up.
Yeah. It felt like I was maybe too on the nose, and I was tempting fate with that one. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you should just do whatever makes you happy. But I don't know. You were so obsessed. Even when you were in kindergarten, you fell on your face once and all the kids laughed and you didn't know they were laughing at you. So every time you came into class, you'd fall on your face again.
What do you mean they weren't laughing? We thought it was funny.
Yeah. So there's laughing with and laughing at. You're such a sweet boy. You've never laughed at anybody. You've never had a mean-spirited bone in your body. And that scares the shit out of me because this world is mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get all that, Dad. I understand. But like, I'm happy. I just like being who I am. I just wish you were proud of me. Like, if you want to talk about like what doesn't feel normal, it's that my dad thinks I'm stupid for being the way I am. That sucks.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Maybe that's just the way you are. And I appreciate that. You know, I can see, you know, why it would be important for you that I be happy and that I be, you know, that you had this weird, you know, crazy childhood with Grandpa Henry and Grandma Mercedes and you and Lark, and seemed like it was really hard, and I'm sorry that it's like that. But to be honest, I'm also like, I don't feel normal now. I felt normal till all this shit happened that you did, that I'm dealing with.
That's the thing I was the most afraid of, more so than you not having, you know, a friend or somebody to date, or just because people were laughing at you. I was way more scared that you'd be involved in all this. And the fact that you are, that you're having to deal with the things that Lark and I started, and he starts to, like, for some reason you feel the pizza around you getting a little saltier as some of his tears begin to leak into the cheese and tomato sauce.
Dad, are you crying?
No.
I turn around and face him.
He's crying. It's my fault. Like, everything you're going through right now, it's mine and Lark's fault. And I'm sorry. I was trying to make a better world for you. We were all trying to make a better world for you. That's all any of us wanted to do. Grant and Terry Jr. and all those people. And we fucked it up. And I'm sorry that you have to be in this situation. And you're right. I'm the last person in the world who should be able to judge you for anything, given all the things that I have done.
Normal just starts crying and hugs him. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I was mean to you. And I'm sorry that you're not proud of me. And I'm sorry that everything's screwed up. And you don't want it to be like this, you know? And I don't want it to be like this, but it is like this, right? If I did what you and Lark did, I would feel terrible about it. And I know you probably feel terrible about it, too. So let's just, you know, let's just go forward from here, okay? Why don't we just figure it out together, okay?
Yeah. That sounds good. And I'm glad that you feel okay with what Lark and I did, because I think to kill the Doodler, we're all going to have to do it again.
What?
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies that we sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Special thanks this week to Josh X Mayhem and Billy Ziegler for submitting names we use in this episode and also the previous episode. These two cool cats are Patreon supporters, objectively the coolest people on the internet. These are people with names like TJ Mitchell, Ryan Runquist, Michaela Schreiber, Ricardo Ramirez, Cross, Jenna E. Agricola, Dustin Hammond, Johnny E., Is, Lolod, Alex Smith, Tony Spumoni, Rick Ulrich, Kat Contreras, Vincent Colovin, King Gingy, Liz T, Axel Wirtz, Paul Svalde, and Garrett Creech. You can directly support the show as well and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads starting at just $5 a month. There's a lot of extra bonus content for you in all multimedia formats. I'm talking about live shows, one-shot campaigns, behind-the-scenes conversations, too saucy for the main feed, all that and more at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Check it out and see if any of that tickles your fancy. Speaking of bonus content, we've just put up all three parts of Sons and Sons Ability on our store for a digital download. For those of you who don't want to be Patreon supporters but still want some bonus content, listen, I get it. Sometimes I go a la carte. There's no shame in that. You should know, though, that patrons get all of our stretch goals like Sons and Sons Ability for free just for signing up. But if you just want Sons and Sons Ability, I get it. You can get that now on our store at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Finally, we're putting episodes of the show up on YouTube as well. Season 1 is already up. I'm just starting on Season 2 because it's a video. It requires some processing. New episodes will always be available on the podcast feed first. And, of course, you can get episodes ad-free on Patreon. If you're interested, that's how you listen to podcasts, youtube.com/dungeondads. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our Twitter is dungeonsanddads. Our subreddit is dungeonsanddaddies. Our next episode comes at you September 20th, Tuesdays, every other Tuesday, remember. We'll see you then.
He is going to turn and kick at the broom that has been wedged in front of the door, and he's going to try to break that broom.
Good luck as a metal broom.
If I had, at any point in my life, half the confidence that Matt did when he said, that's a metal broom, I would be a millionaire.